The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Yeah. Albin, it's Wednesday.
All day.
And I'd like to welcome you to the day.
Thank you. And you too.
Okay, you know what week this is. This week there are two things going on. Actually, there are many things going on that are actually very, very important. But I'm going to take them in order. Number one, on this week, we're calling this Prophet Week. We did some... years ago, we did Bigfoot Week, Sasquatch Week on the program. Then we did Hell Week, discussing the details and existence of that place. And this week is Prophet Week, not to be confused with Not-for-Profit Week. This is Prophet Week, yes. P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Yesterday, we had Chris Reed. He's the head of Morningstar Ministries. Yeah. If you didn't listen to that, folks, I promise you, you missed something and you want to go back and listen to it. We post everything on Rumble and we send everything to you via my newsletter. So you have to go to ericmetaxas.com. If you're not doing this, I'm telling you straight up, please do this, because we're sending you these interviews in the video format in which we do them, because we want you not to miss them. They're just too wonderful, and it's got nothing to do with me. I hope you know that I know that. My guests have things to share that, particularly in this case, are amazing. And you have to go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. Please do it. Sign up your friends, family, whatever, because it's tough for us since we got kicked off of YouTube. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
It's really hard. We're struggling here in a number of ways, and one of the principal ways is in getting you what I consider vital information. Yes. So please sign up at ericmetaxas.com. When you do, you'll get these videos sent to you once or twice a week. We send out the email. Yesterday was Chris Reed, prophetic voice. You do not want to miss it. I promise you, you're going to be at least amazed. Today, in a couple seconds, Amanda Grace, we've had her on the program before. She is so delightful and sweet. And tomorrow is Mike Thompson. Amazing, amazing person. Mike Thompson, just one of the sweetest gentlest and most seasoned voices, I think, in the prophetic. And again, if you're not aware of what I mean by the prophetic, listen to these programs and see what you think, because I find it, as I said before, at least fascinating. But, okay, so number one, this week is Prophet Week. Why? Because we need hope, because we're going through really, really, really tough times as a country. And I think I want to be a voice of hope on this program, if only because God commands us to hope in him. We are not, you don't have to be a Christian, folks. Keep an open mind. Just listen to what you hear on the program and see what you think. But I want to be clear that my hope is in the God of the Scriptures, and that he tells us even if circumstances are awful, we're supposed to look to him. This is not pie in the sky. This is not a happy philosophy. There's a reality beyond this reality, which is a deeper reality. So what's going on around us is real, but God is more real, and he has a perspective on what we're going through right now that will change your perspective if you're not aware of his. So yesterday, Chris Reed, Amanda Grace today, tomorrow, Mike Thompson. So it's a big week because we need to hear why we shouldn't despair when things are as dark as they are. What happened in Afghanistan, what's happening in Afghanistan, it's one of the most horrific things in the history of this nation. Yes. I want to say that really bluntly and clearly. And what we're to make of it, well, that's another story. That's why we're having these guests on this week, and we'll have other guests on next week. So it's Prophet Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. Okay, Speaking of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, Nutramedics, which is one of our major sponsors, and Mike Lindell, MyPillow, MyStore.com, both of them, if you use the code ERIC, you get a great discount, and we encourage you to do that. But this week only, the 20% discount you get at Nutramedics.com when you use the code ERIC has just been changed to 35% just for this week. I guess this is what they call an introductory offer. If you are interested in using their products or whatever, they're basically saying, try it. You like it.
Yeah.
Try it. You like it. Melatonin, all the stuff that a lot of people take anyway, and maybe you get it at CVS or Duane Reade or wherever you get it. Well, those places don't give 50% of their profits to missions organizations around the world, bringing hope to the poor in third world countries. So we want to encourage you to go to Nutramedics.com, M-E-D-I-X, Nutramedics.com, 35% off. Now, on our website, do we list that?
Yes, there's a banner on the website. It also says 35% this week only. This week only. 35%.
Yeah, but it's this week only. That's the key. So I want to say this is important because they don't do this. This is like, I mean, they did it. We actually did do it once before, but it was only 30% for a week. But now I guess this is an introductory offer.
MetaxasTalk.com.
MetaxasTalk.com.
Yes.
And okay, so, but I say this is a big week because this Saturday is the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that 9 plus 11 equals 20?
Yeah.
I just did that in my head.
That's good.
Even though I was a humanities guy, I'm like a savant that way. 9 plus 11 is 20. So it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. As we all know, the occasion of this 20th anniversary is dramatically different than it would have been, let's say, 2 months ago or a month ago even.
Yeah.
It's a very somber, difficult anniversary to think about. So Sean Feucht, F-E-U-C-H-T, is holding a prayer event. This is not a rally. It's not a political thing. There's going to be no Trump flags. This is about abasing ourselves before the God of history and saying, Lord, we need your help. We really need to ask the Lord for help because we are in such a dark place in America. I don't care what your faith is, folks. I hope you have enough faith to think that there is a God who hears our prayers. I know that that's true, and I know that when we gather on the Mall in D.C., right, to pray, that's what this is. This is not, you know, a rah-rah event. This is just to pray. It's a solemn assembly. It's going to be on the Mall in D.C. It's the evening of 9/11, 20th anniversary. So it's a really important thing. It's going to air on Daystar TV Live. I think it's the only place to see it. But I just want to say that if you can't come, tune in. And no matter what, pray, because this is a time we need to fast and pray. I'm going to speak at this event by God's grace, if I can get there.
6 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. I'm going to speak at the end. And I just think it's so important, the 20th anniversary of this dark, dark, dark day, and we've now entered another dark period that's incomprehensible to most of us. So we want to offer hope. So we're going to pray. We're going to gather on the Mall to pray to the Lord of hosts. And he hears our prayers, folks. I just want to encourage you. So we also have to announce our grand prize winners for our Food for the Poor thing. So we're not going to do that today, but very soon. Stay tuned. If you gave a penny to Food for the Poor, your name is in the hat, and we're going to give away three whopping grand prizes. I'm trying to think, Alvin. What else do we have to mention before we go to our guest, Amanda Grace? Oh, we have Mike Thompson. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yesterday, Chris Reed. Today, Amanda Grace. Tomorrow, Mike Thompson. But also this week, we have, I think today, Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell should be following Amanda.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't mention that.
I know.
Mike Lindell. Folks, Mike needs our help. I'm not going to go into the details, but you're going to hear today, after Amanda Grace, I'll talk to Mike. And he needs our help, but also you can help him and support him by going to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Almost all of my books are available at MyStore.com. If you want to buy them as gifts, and support Mike Lindell and the program, you can go to mystore.com. I want to encourage you to do that. But what a week. I mean, to have anyway, okay, so we're out of time. When we come back, Amanda Grace, she's delightful. Tomorrow, Mike Thompson, 35% off Nutramedics. Use the code Eric. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the...
Folks, this is prophetic week, Prophets Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. Other weeks, we're not for profit. This week, we're all about profit and the profits. And so we're bringing on somebody I'm privileged to call friend, my sister in Christ, Amanda Grace. Amanda, welcome.
Hello. I always love coming on.
Well, that's nice. I'd like to keep it that way. Yes. So we won't do this again. We're gonna end on a high note. This is it. Now, for people who don't know who you are, we've had you on the program before. You have a remarkable story of how you grew up in the Bronx, how you grew up. You're from an Italian family, but you've moved as a Christian. You've moved in this kind of spiritual stuff that a lot of Christians listening to the program, and you know, not everybody listens to the program is a Christian, but there are many people who do. They're devout in their faith, but they know nothing about the prophetic or are deeply hostile or skeptical to it. And so I want to introduce them to a few folks. Ken Fish has been on many times, Chris Reed, Mike Thompson, and you, people that I know and I've come to trust and I can have conversations with, just to help people get their heads around this.
Yes.
And to try to see, is this real or is it Memorex? We don't know. So let's start with the other day, August 31st.
Yes.
You had... God gave you a prophetic word. Let's even talk about that before we get into the prophetic word, because, you know, try to imagine somebody who has no clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
What happens to you? It's the middle of the night, you awake. What happens?
So the Lord speaks to me in various ways. I happen to be awoken around 5 a.m. And I could feel the presence of the Lord. I knew the Lord. You get to know the feeling. So I'm awoken. You get to know the presence of the Lord and what it feels like. Okay. So I'm awoken. And what happens is I literally was on my face before the Lord. I tell people that's where I belong. If I'm going to get something from the Lord, I belong on my face before the
You're
Lord.
You're not speaking metaphorically. You mean get down on the floor.
Literally.
And you put your face on the floor as you're in the presence of God. Okay.
Yes. And so the Lord, this particular morning gave me two instructions. I want you to take communion and I want you to go sit at your dining room table because I want to talk to you. Now, I had anointed that table a while back when we got it. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to meet you at that table. And he has many times given me words sitting at this table. So basically what happens is, and it's difficult sometimes for people to understand, but the Lord shuts your brain down. So your brain is out of it at this point because he doesn't want you thinking. He wants it coming from your spirit. And he literally fills up your spirit with what he wants to say. And you're literally typing it or speaking it from your spirit, not from your mind. And you can actually feel it leaving you.
Okay, now I've never experienced anything quite like that. I've had experiences with God, but I'm fascinated with the details because I think sometimes people who experience this stuff regularly or normally, they forget how crazy it sounds
to other people,
the people that have no clue what this is.
Yes.
And so when they talk about it, they don't really slow down and try to explain it. They just kind of talk like everybody knows what they're saying. They say, the Lord said this, the Lord said, and you're like, well, what are you talking about? The Lord said, was it words? Was it words in your head? Was it audible? Was it a sense? Because you know, and I know a lot of people kind of get an emotional sense and they say, I think the Lord is saying, and it's not the Lord, it's just them. So it's really important we be scrupulous, you know, about solving for X and the algebra equation. We don't want it muddied up. We want to solve for X. We want to know, is this what God said, or is this is God plus what I think or whatever? But when you get a word, it is God speaking in words to you and through you, and you write down the words.
Yes, or sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will hit me so hard and I'll speak it right there. But the interesting part is, you see, God and me are different. So God does not sound like an Italian from the Bronx when he speaks, and I don't sound like God. We speak very different. And you can tell by those words, because the sentence structure is completely different. Even the words used are words that are not in my vocabulary every day.
So you're telling me,
vocabulary.
You're telling me that you have gotten words from God in the past. When we say words, we're talking capital W. We don't mean little words. We mean you've gotten a word from God. And in which he has used words that you don't know or you don't know how to pronounce.
I have to look up sometimes even, yes. He uses words that I don't use, that are not my everyday vocabulary, or I have to go look up because I'm not quite sure what it means.
Other times he has spoken to you in a way that sounds like a riddle. It sounds almost like a poetic thing, that it has a deeper, certain words have a double meaning or a deeper meaning.
Yes, exactly. They have a deeper meaning, or it's a parable, you know, and he's pointing at something, or he's pointing at a corporation, or he's pointing at the timing of something occurring. So, and his sentence structure is completely different.
Okay,
how he
so
put the sentence together.
You, your husband, Chris, was just here.
Yes.
So you live obviously with Chris and you've got all these animals. I want to talk to you about your animals eventually.
Okay.
Because that's just the fun. That's the dessert. But right now, just getting real serious. If people want to read the word that you gave on August 31st.
Yes.
When did you give it on your YouTube channel? Was it the next day or was it?
No, it was that day. It was. Oh, yes. Because it. Yes, I actually got it the morning of the 30th. I delivered it on the 31st is what happened.
You do, but Suzanne and I, when we watched it, we said, she's not wearing makeup. It's like the middle of the night. What, why is she do what, you know, you're pretty without makeup. So
well, thank you.
You're fine. But I was thinking like, this seemed really dramatic. Like you were doing this in the middle of the night or it was dark or something.
No, I was really, you know what happened? I was so tired. I had just come back from double trips between the Reawaken America tour and going to St. Louis for Bard's Fest. We literally, you know, were away for a block of time. So I was coming back and I was trying to come back from that, you know? And so when I'm delivering, and sometimes that's when the Lord gives you a word because your flesh is out of it. Your flesh is knocked down at that point. You know what I mean? So it can't get in the way. So this is what happened. So with now, the timing of it is interesting because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come 3 weeks early this year.
Three years
for it to come early, because normally it's the end of September to the beginning of October. You see this. It's at the beginning of to the September to the middle of September this year. So it comes early. And normally the Lord will give me a word before Rosh Hashanah. So it's interesting, the timing of it when it happened, because think about this, of all years, the Day of Atonement, right? The Day of Reckoning can come early. It's this year of all years.
It's Yom Kippur and it's the 15th of September.
Yes.
Today, yes. We're airing this Wednesday, the 8th of September. Obviously, in 3 days is the anniversary, 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes.
Next week is Yom Kippur. So, so you get this word. If people want to read the word, by the way, where can they read the word?
So we have a blog we put all the words up on in the teachings, and it's Amanda Grace, the number 4, him, H-I-M, .blogspot.com.
Okay, Amanda Grace, him, Amanda Grace, him.blogspot.com.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into the word. This is the word you gave. People can watch the video on your YouTube channel. And you know that there are people, I got to say this, people are annoyed with me because I'm not going to shut up, but I got to tell you this. There are people who take your videos and take other people's videos, like Robin Bullock or whatever.
Yes, I'm aware.
And they make their own videos.
Yes.
And they imply that you just said something that's like hot news.
I know.
Like 3 months ago. And those people should not watch their videos. They should go to your YouTube channel. It really is upsetting because it's confusing and it dishonors
God. And it's a lot, and it's hard to go after all the, you know what I mean? It becomes difficult because there can be so many of them. And so what we've tried to start doing is either saying the date or putting a clock in the background with the date so people know.
Oh, I see there's a clock behind you. Okay.
Yes.
So in this word, you said there's going to be a breaking point that's going to occur during the Jewish feast. We just got 30 seconds in this. Talk about that.
Okay, so this is interesting because the Lord compares it to when Gideon had to break the clay pots that signified the destruction of the army of the Midianites. God was going to break them, okay? So he compares it to this. Now, when a breaking point happens, it's a change. Something happens that literally fractures or breaks that situation and forces change or forces a situation to take a turn in a certain direction. So the breaking point is coming during the Jewish feasts.
Okay, we're going to be right back, and I'm going to let Amanda talk. What do you think about that? Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. You can go to her YouTube channel, follow her. Amanda.
Yes.
The word from God, it was very clear that there's going to be a breaking point.
Yes.
Something's going to happen during this Jewish feast, which has already started.
Yes.
And ends on Yom Kippur, which is next week.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more. What did God say?
Okay, I'll tell you. You know what I like to say? I'm just going to say it very quickly. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, the way this goes is the Lord talks about the breaking point, and then he goes into the threats that are going to come from Iran and other nations. Okay, so he starts with the breaking point, and he segues into Iran making threatening and destructive statements, you know, not only Hezbollah, but there's funders from other countries involved in this that want to make an Iran an extension of them. So basically, the Lord is warning. He also says there was going to be a leader within the Ayatollah's court that was going to suddenly fall as a sign. The Lord has gone out ahead of his people.
Hold on. You just said, now I want to tell people,
yes,
you're not just riffing. The Lord gave you an actual word. People can read exactly what it was at Amanda Grace for him. That's the number four, AmandaGraceForHim.blogspot.com. So people can read this, but we're just talking about the word you got. And you said something very specific. You just said a major leader in Iran is going to be exposed. Is that what you said?
Well, they would suddenly fall as a sign the Lord has gone out ahead of his people to deal with a very power-hungry, corrupted foe. And he says, the prince of Persia will not withstand who he sends to strike them this time. The prince of Persia was the principality, even back in that day in the book of Daniel, that withstood Gabriel from coming to Daniel with the message from the Lord, and Michael had to be called in to move him. So the Lord is basically saying, he's calling out that principality and saying, they're not interfering in my business this time.
This is spiritual warfare. We want to be clear to folks. If that sounds crazy, we can't help you. This is not crazy. This is reality. We're talking about gigantic demonic powers, thrones, principalities. The Prince of Persia mentioned, obviously, in scripture, in the book of Daniel. And you're saying that the Lord said to you in this word that the prince of Persia, in this case, in this battle in the heavenlies, will not be able to withstand.
Yes, meaning so like he's not going to delay. Happen
and Iran is going to lose something significant.
Yes. And the interesting part about this is the Lord segues into Israel. And he talks about a stirring near the Red Sea to watch for that.
And what does that mean?
Now, I'm not sure what a stirring near the Red Sea means. It could be something happens within the sea. Could be there ends up being some military activity there. But there's going to be a stirring. Now, a stirring means that, you know, basically there's going to be activity. You're going to
stir. So again, I want to be clear. These are the words you got. You didn't get the interpretation. So when the Lord says there's going to be a stirring near the Red Sea, that's all you got. So we can we can speculate, but the words you got are a stirring near the Red Sea. So keep going.
Okay. And he talks about squabbling and infighting within Israeli leadership would spill out as the deeply corrupt within Israel are attempting to turn the people to Baal. This is important. The leadership within Israel attempting to turn people away from God and turn them to Baal. This is the same mistake they made in Gideon's time within Egypt, in other cases. And he says, there are those within Israeli leadership who do not serve me. He capitalizes me, but have gone after Baal and Ra. Ra is a false Egyptian god for their power, as they have been corrupted to gain power any way they can. Now, the interesting part about this is he gives a warning to Israel. And yes, it's in this next statement. Now, he puts the number seven there. I didn't understand what that meant till I heard yesterday. This year is a Shemitah year. Every 7 years is a Shemitah year. I didn't know.
A Shemitah year.
And so it happens every 7 years.
Can somebody tell me what a Shemitah year is?
I'll explain it in a nutshell to you. We're going to do this live so I can explain it properly to your audience. Okay. There's a few things that happens in a Shemitah year. It happens every 7 years. Okay. It's called a sabbatical year. Okay. Or a Sabbath of the land. And basically Israel is not allowed to grow any, or like God's people, they can't grow any crops. They have to let the land rest. I believe also they have to let go of debts as well.
So this is a Shemitah year.
Yes, this year it's the year of release, which is more widely known as the sabbatical year. It begins September 7th, tomorrow.
Seven times seven is when you get the Jubilee year.
Yes. So the Lord put seven in front of that statement. I couldn't understand why till I realized it's a Shemitah year, which happens every 7 years.
In front of what statement?
Okay, the one I'm about to make here. So in the prophetic word, the Lord has the number seven before he begins that sentence. The number seven is there. And I didn't understand why until I realized yesterday we are going into year 5782, which, get this, is the year to be roused or reawakened. 5782 of the Jewish year is the year to be roused or reawakened.
Now, I understand what that means. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you that question. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. I hope you go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. We need you to get these videos, send them around. It's important that people are up on what's happening so they get some sense of hope, because that's God's will. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after, if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song.
Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Okay, Amanda, you said you're saying a lot of amazing stuff. I happen to know you got this word August 31st. You gave it on your YouTube channel. In that word, you say that God gave me the number 7 in front of this statement, and you didn't know what it meant. And I didn't know what it meant when I heard you say it. But then yesterday you had on a friend who's a Messianic Jew.
Jonah. Yes.
And he, what, can you give out his last name or just Jonah?
It's just, I don't know if he wants me to give out his last name. That's
okay.
The whole thing.
Let's just say Witherington or Smith. Okay. So, but he explained to you that number 7 means the Shemitah year. Is that right?
Yes. 7 has to do with the Shemitah year. It's the sabbatical year. Debts are happen to be forgiven in that year too. The land rests that year. So it's very important. And 7 Shemitahs equal a Jubilee.
Correct.
Okay. So the fact this is a Shemitah year, this is what, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, right? I think I'm correct on that.
Now, and, of course you're correct on that. And and we're going to be on the mall in D.C. It's going to be a day of prayer. We're not, this is not a political rally. This is all about prayer to the living God, on September 11th. But I want to ask you, you said 5782. That's the Jewish year, 5782.
Which starts tomorrow.
Which starts tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, actually, it starts yesterday, because today's, we're airing this Wednesday.
Yeah, so
this
yes.
So it starts on the 7th of September.
Yes.
And today will be the 8th. Okay, so you're telling me that that year has a meaning. How does a year have meaning? I don't get that. You said it's roused or reawakened. I don't get that.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, every year of the Jewish calendar has a meaning attached to it, okay? So interestingly enough, 2016, okay, the year President Trump won, was the year in the Jewish calendar of what? That's literally what it was. The year of what? Like, oh my gosh, you know, that if that was literally what it was.
Really?
The year of, yes, the year of what? Like, you know, kind of like, you know, baffling. So this year happens to be the year to be roused or reawakened. Of all years on the Jewish calendar, could hit the year to be roused or reawakened, it is this year.
Well, that's, gosh. Okay, so God gives you that number. The reason I like to break this down is because I want people to understand that one of the ways you know something is from God is sometimes you don't even understand it yourself. You're just reporting.
That's right.
But you're reporting. God gave me the number 7 in front of the statement. I don't know what it means. A week later, somebody tells you what it means, which is crazy.
Yeah, you find out. Exactly. You find out what it means. Like, now I understand. Now, the interesting part He puts the seven, okay? And then he says, my people need to rise up, and he capitalizes rise up twice, within Israel. Rise up, my covenant people. Do not fall into complacency. Do not allow leadership to break covenant with me, meaning the Lord, that causes the entire nation to suffer. He is warning Israel right here. If you allow your leadership to break covenant with me, the Lord your God, the entire nation will suffer. So he's telling them to rise up and take a stand against their leadership, because the leadership is trying to turn them away to Baal. So he's calling to them.
Specific word for the nation of Israel. Yes. This is not about America. It relates.
We'll get to America in a minute. Yeah, but he goes to Israel first.
Yeah, but that's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So he's telling the people in Israel who believe in him, not all of them do,
yes,
but to rise up against their leaders, whatever that means. Okay, so let's keep going.
And this is interesting, too. He says, humble yourselves before me, capitalized, as a tripod of nations has desired to sift you. Tripod is three. A tripod also makes a triangle, interestingly enough. So I think that's a clue there.
I don't get that.
I think Egypt may be involved in this somehow. Egypt may be somehow involved somewhere in this. But he says a tripod of nations, three.
Okay, so what would those nations be? We've got Iran.
Iran. We could have Egypt in there. And China. You could have China in there too.
Gosh.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. He said, however, I, the Lord thy God, shall have mercy on you, and I shall intervene. However, you will have to return to your first love and follow my instruction. So he's telling them right there, you have to return unto me.
He's speaking to the Jews,
yes,
who don't believe in Yeshua, using a New Testament reference.
Yes.
Which they're not going to get. But if it's the Lord, they don't need to get the reference. It's the Lord. So that's kind of funny. Return to your first love from the book of Revelation, which is not in your scriptures. But so he said, or you said, that strategic hits will come,
yes,
out of Israel. Did you say that? I think I remember, yes, you saying that.
We did say that strategic hits. Oh, the Lord also said, yes, strategic hits would come. And he said two terrorist groups have met in secret and are looking to make a superpower force of terror. That's interesting, because terrorist groups normally don't meet together and deal together.
It seems like the Taliban and ISIS, they're supposed to be enemies, but obviously they are now. Well, look, we don't know what's happening. Let's be honest. But this is, yeah, that's what God said. OK, so we'll,
yeah, so strategic hits. Israel's going to be compelled to do this. So they're going to be compelled out to do these strategic hits. Now, may another nation join Israel? It may. You may see another nation arise in the middle of this to help them. You know, Mordecai said to Esther, when he brought to her what Haman had done with the king and tricked the king and the edicts went out, he said, if you stay silent right now, you will be destroyed with us, but help will arise from another place. So he's saying if Esther remains silent, there's a good chance that something is going to happen to her in this. She's not going to remain queen, but help would arise from another. That's kind of what's happening right now. If the United States stays silent, the leadership of the United States, while the people are crying out to help Israel, help will arrive. God will raise up help from another area.
Now, that's hard to imagine, because I can't think of another nation beyond the United States.
I know.
That
I
ever
can't
stands
either.
Up for Israel.
It would be interesting to watch. It could be part of the United States, part of the military within the U.S. that doesn't agree with the leadership. There could be a lot going on here. However, we know the leadership right now of this country is not doing what they are supposed to do.
Exactly. We're going to be right back talking to Amanda Grace. Folks, don't go away. Folks, welcome back. It's Prophet Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to people who move in the prophetic. If you're skeptical, that's fine. That's kind of why I do this. I want to help people process this and see what they make of it. I'm convinced that Amanda Grace is not blowing smoke. Otherwise, she wouldn't be here. Now, Amanda, you've talked about Israel. You've talked about the Middle East. You say in this word that you got on August 31st, which people can look up on your Blogspot or on your YouTube channel, there's going to be a changing of the tides and the spirit in the United States. Talk about that. What did God say to you?
Yes. Okay. So we're going to read here what the Lord has said directly.
Okay. This is the word itself. Here it is.
Yes. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, there is much blood on the hands of your leaders, O America, that the time has come for an account. O America, I have given you a window to repent and call out to me, capitalized, and I will answer you. And more are crying out to me and looking to me for the answer, says the Lord. There has been a changing of the tides in the spirit, and you shall see evidence of this in the natural. As I shall shake the administration, I shall shake their president and vice and secretary of state. I shall shake this unholy union, says the Lord, for they have spilled much blood, and now much shall be required of them for it, as the kingdom shall be torn away from Saul, says the Lord of hosts. And just when Athaliah thinks it's up for grabs, something unprecedented in your nation shall occur.
Just when who thinks it's up for grabs?
Athaliah. So Athaliah is in the Old Testament.
Oh, we're supposed to know who Athaliah is?
Well, yeah. Yes.
You know what? I'm not kidding. This is so funny. When I watched the video where you said Athaliah, I rewound three times and couldn't get it. Athaliah. Who's Athaliah?
Okay, so Athaliah, I believe, was the mother of Amaziah. When Amaziah died, she wanted power. She wasn't in line for power. So what she did was she tried to kill all of his children. But Josiah, I believe it was Josiah, was hidden by his stepsister, and Jehoiada the priest, hidden away for 7 years in the temple while her reign of terror went on. Okay. And okay, just now, when her reign of terror,
keep going. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So just when she thought she had it locked down, they bring out Josiah at 7 years old, put the crown on his head, blow the shofars, announced him king. It's a sneak attack. It's surprise. It's unprecedented. They thought all the heirs were dead, and she's seized, and basically she is put to death, is what happens.
And she was what? She was over Israel, over Judah?
She was over a part of Israel. Okay. It might have been Judah, but she, when Amaziah died, she made this very, it was a very wicked, corrupt, unethical move for power.
I'm ashamed I don't know this, but maybe people in my audience don't know it either, and they're ashamed with me. So Athaliah, so read what the word said about Athaliah, if you can just read that again.
Okay. So he says, the kingdom shall be torn away from Saul, says the Lord of hosts. And just when Athaliah thinks it's up for grabs, because that's exactly what Athaliah thought in the word, it was up for grabs. Something unprecedented in your nation shall occur, as I, the Lord, raise leaders up and I cause them to fall, for they have desecrated what is holy. They have mocked my authority. They have praised the gods of gold and silver and principalities. O Belshazzar, the hand is coming, for the writing on the wall is at hand. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. So we'll go over this, why the Lord is saying this.
Okay. Folks, a couple of reminders, but we're going to drag Amanda into the next hour. So hang on. Share this video with your friends. Remember, Nutramedics.com. If you use the code ERIC, they are now offering 35% discount. Folks, it's normally 20%. Jump on this if you're interested, Nutramedics.com. We'll be right back for hour two with Amanda Grace.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.